Sup guys, thank you for joining into my podcast. I know it's been a really long time, and that is my fault, and just had a hectic journey since the last time I even posted on my podcast. And so my new podcast, we're gonna have some new taste. I'm just not really gonna like give straight up advice, because you know, sometimes I feel like if I give advice, it would be like, okay, I can't give advice and then have people run off of it. You get what I'm saying? So I honestly just going to talk about random stuff, but like good stuff, you know, and that's something that you guys would be like, oh my god, you know, I hear this every day. But anyways, again, sorry. And this is something that I am going to continue, just like I did last time. I'm going to try to do, you know, 2-3 episodes every week. I'll be posting them Fridays. If you would like an interview, you can email Joey, Joey Glusman, Glusman, at gmail.com. Now I'm gonna get to the main point. I've been here and there, honestly. I have like had the weirdest journey, I guess. Just got out of a really toxic relationship, and then I just ended a toxic relationship with my mother. Going to Jamaica wasn't as good or fun as I had planned it to be. I mean, something that I just learned is that you can't give abusive people second chances, regardless of how you feel about them. And honestly, I thought I could try with someone. And that really changed me when I realized I couldn't for the longest. And for people to come back to those who are extremely abusive to them takes a lot of courage. And I normally think I'm a weak person. I'm very insecure. And I'm emotional, but I hide my emotions, which is not a good thing. But I will talk about my emotions to those who I trust. And honestly, I'm gonna try to talk more about it on my podcast, because I know the listeners, I don't know who listens to them. And for the woman or men who are in abusive relationships, toxic relationships, I would just end that right now. There's no point in having it in your life if it's deteriorating your happiness over time. I don't know, I would say I'm lost. Honestly, I'm lost, you know. I feel like humans are just a bunch of helpless souls who intake things that are killing ourselves and are slowly killing our planet, and not even like putting enough effort and attention to it to realize that. Like vaping, smoking cigarettes. I mean, nothing's wrong with smoking weed, but for other substances, it's just like, it's like people nowadays just say it is what it is. My mom, she wasn't a drug addict. She smoked weed, but she had a horrible life growing up. I have 8 aunts, and according to them, that, you know, their life was my grandmother trying to make it the best for them that she had thought it was. Not everyone's decision is the best decision, but not everyone's path is the best path for them. And I think that the path for my mom having kids and thinking that she could make it, no, she shouldn't have done that. I mean, as much as some people say that they're proud to have me in their life, I'm not even proud to be here. I'm embarrassed, ashamed, and feel guilty in a way about things that has happened in my life and things I've done in my life. I don't honestly look at family the same anymore. I have family on my father's side, which is really divided from my grandmother to my grandfather's side. I can't even look at my grandfather the same. I can't even look at some of the family members on my grandmother's side the same anymore. When people talk about family, I expect them to think that they're open and want to be together and continue the generation and share the love of your relatives. But no, I learned that that's just a false company lie that some families like to continue. I have family everywhere, and you know, me being mixed, they're white. But me being mixed on my father's side, because obviously I live closer to the family on my father's side. But the family on my father's side is just like, is different. My skin color to them. And I'm not talking about the biracial issues or the black lives issues that is happening right now. But honestly, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Mix in with the family. Who kind of looks at me like I'm the new cell. So that's new to the environment, and sometimes people are afraid that it might like what cause a virus or a pandemic. That's what I feel like in my family. And I wouldn't consider them dysfunctional. Everyone's dysfunctional. But just like, what does it take to feel loved, to feel involved, to feel a part? How do you love someone and you're not around them often to know them, to see how they act, how they are, how they speak, how they care about you? How do you say that? How do you love someone if you don't love yourself? I just realized in the relationship that I had got out of how toxic it was. She never loved herself. When I would try to give her advice, she never listened. She kind of just did what she wanted to do and let course take its path, and it never ended. Of course, at a certain point, I got tired of it, so I was being bluntly stubborn, bluntly honest, and I kind of rebelled against it, and that just made it more toxic, which didn't end well. And that made more insecurities with me, because I thought I could help people, thought I could be there, or show people that I care. Nowadays, people really don't care about that. They just want what they want and they go. It's like kind of what I was acting like after my breakup. I just want what I wanted and I left. I met a couple of girls after my breakup, and they were pretty extraordinary. They were new. You know, they had a different whole personality, but I wasn't ready to embrace what they were already embracing. They saw the outside of me, which generally smiles and tries to put on, not like, not for attention, but I don't really act myself around others because I'm more of an observant person. So the few hookups I had with these people, it was, to them, it was just like, wow, you give yourself in a more passionate way, more like, I don't want you to leave, more like, I want you to stay. Some people wanted to take it further, have me meet their parents, and I said no. They're like, why? And I said, because I'm not ready to redo everything that I've tried to do for 3 years. I'm not ready to try to take the effort, which I realized in my family. I'm not not ready. I don't have enough energy to redo those stuff again. That's how the world is. When you're born, and your parents believe in God, you're going to believe in God because you're going to believe what your parents believe. You're going to follow your parents' footsteps because you look up to your parents. So if you eat a certain way, you might pick that up. It's a father's trait. You look a certain way, you fashion, dress, pick that up from your mother or your father. It could be either or. Doesn't matter if you're a boy or girl, you can pick one up from one of the parents, the mommy's girl, daddy's girl, mama's boy. For those people who listen to my podcast, I don't know what you're doing in life. I don't even know if you listen to my entire podcast. I might stop and switch up the conversation. That's my fault. I'm still pretty new at this. And, you know, honestly, thank you for listening to my podcast. Because I'll explain a little bit more in my next episode about myself, so you can understand me and pretty much who I am. But just a heads up, I'm gonna throw some little funny jokes, shady jokes. I'm not gonna be a stand-up comedian, but by the charts that I look at and see how many people listen and view, seems that you're interested. My question is why? Not a part of my insecurities, but you know, I always have questions about certain things. Sorry for the disappearance again, guys, because you know, life has its ways, but I'm going to take more the effort and dedication to put into this podcast channel. Just remember something for anyone who's having like a hard day or going through a rough time. Your body is amazing, with over billions, how many you call them, neutrons, I guess, neutrons in your cells, and then neutrons in your brain. More advanced than the computers that they make. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean it's actually true. It's probably never true 95% of the time. Our insecurities is what pushes back. Just remember that. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See you Friday. Not Friday. I'll see you next week. That's when I'll be restarting the entire session.